What does this mean? It comes right after you and a group of attorneys general filed a new lawsuit to block the Postal Service rule from taking effect. It's not clear you'll get any relief until as early as next week. So what happens between now and then?
So I and my Democratic attorneys general will continue to challenge this rule because this rule will create nothing but chaos and confusion. In the state of North Carolina, in less than 11 days, they will mail out a ballot to individuals who are in armed forces as well as to citizens in these United States. And it's critically important that individuals understand that the only reason why this rule was created is because individuals, particularly those in the White House, believe that they cannot run on their record, and therefore they have to steal this election. This is nothing more than an attempt to suppress the right to vote, and I and my Democratic colleagues will fight this all the way to the United States Supreme Court. Let's be clear. The United States Postal Service and the President of these United States does not have jurisdiction over the elections. It's states. And it's in the Constitution. And that's why it's critically important that individuals understand that states have the power and the duty and the responsibility to administer elections, not the president and definitely not the postal system.